The field of artificial intelligence, or AI, attempts to build intelligent systems on the basis of more familiar, rule-based operations and symbolism. I like to say that it tries to attain machine intelligence by mimicking human rational, logical, and scientific reasoning. Its best successes were probably expert systems and case-based reasoning, but these proved to be unable to tackle tougher challenges. Lesser known is computational intelligence, or CI, which arose at the same time as AI, but it is in relative obscurity to the public, even to the present day. Computational intelligence concepts are mostly based on mimicking natural processes. In addition to nature's inspiration, I like to say that the more profound successes of computational intelligence arise precisely because it goes beyond rational, logical, and scientific reasoning. However, keep in mind that computational intelligence also uses classical mathematical algorithms and often is used with artificial intelligence as well. In general, one cannot directly program computational intelligence systems. They must learn and evolve themselves by training over datasets. There are three broad areas of CI: neural networks, evolutionary computation, and fuzzy systems. How do neurons in the brain process information? Our computer systems can perform very complex computations at speeds that are orders and orders of magnitude faster than the human brain. But even today, they cannot do many things that come naturally to us. Speeding up computations does not help if it just gets the wrong answer faster. Different concepts are needed to tackle very difficult problems. Artificial neural networks have been developed since the 1940s, initially as a means to better understanding how the brain works. We still have a very long way to go to understand how the brain works, but even so, neural networks have been successful at solving very difficult problems in science and engineering. Artificial neural network structures. Each neuron or node is a nonlinear processing element. Most often used are simple sigmoidal or hyperbolic tangent functions with weighted inputs. The classical feed-forward multilayer perceptron is shown on the left, while a fully connected recurrent network is shown on the right. Recurrent networks are excellent for sequencing and optimization, but are often very difficult to train. Note that artificial neural networks are extremely simplistic compared to real neurons in the brain, so much so that neuroscientists are only slowly adapting them for work on neurons in the brain. Rather than introduce the concept of deep learning neural networks, which are discussed throughout this presentation, I will provide a very brief description of reinforcement learning, a concept that is again naturally inspired. The basic concept is that a reinforcement learning system trains or evolves on the basis of rewards and/or punishments. This approach has been very successful at solving tough problems. I will leave it up to you to read into the details about reinforcement learning. It's very topical for Alberta, because on July 5th this summer, the DeepMind company of Alphabet Corporation announced that the first major DeepMind research center outside of the United Kingdom will be located in Edmonton, Alberta. Alphabet Corporation is the parent company of Google. It is a world leader in deep learning neural networks research and business development. And as we will see from the language translation exercise, already this is having a big impact on the whole world, together with Facebook's deep learning research and products, and many more companies are furiously working in this area. It's surprising to see such an important basic research center coming to Alberta, but it was drawn to this province because of the University of Alberta's Richard Sutton, who is a global leader in reinforcement learning. Sutton's U of A colleagues, Michael Bowling and Patrick Pilarski, are also part of this new center. Patrick Pilarski works on intelligent artificial limbs to restore and extend abilities for people with amputations. So maybe I should find out if he has any right hands that I could use. Michael Bowling is the leader of the Computer Poker Research Group, which has built some of the best poker playing programs on the planet. So maybe you should get his research to help your poker game. The modern form of biological evolution was first proposed by Alfred Russel Wallace, then Charles Darwin, both of whom jointly published a paper in 1858. Inspired by this concept of biological evolution, evolutionary computation techniques first arose in the 1950s and also arose from concepts of individual and social behavior, immune systems, and a wide variety of other natural processes. Evolutionary computation is extremely powerful and exhibits great creativity and efficiency of results, as you might expect from its inspiration, natural evolution. Genetic algorithms are a common form of evolutionary computation. Here, the system of interest is described by DNA-like coding. Initially, a diverse population of individuals is randomly generated. Individuals are exposed to a problem environment, and those of better fit are selected. They are subjected to mutation and crossover to evolve the next generation, and the process is continued over many generations to generate near-optimal solutions. Fuzzy systems describe systems in terms of fuzzy rules and sets that are modified by learning to reach a solution. This is the one major area of computational intelligence that is not directly based on mimicking natural systems. It is relatively easy to incorporate expert knowledge in these systems.